It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A jury at Guantanamo is now deliberating the fate of one of Osama bin Laden's drivers. Salem Hamdan is charged with conspiracy and material support for terrorism. If he's convicted, he could face a life sentence. Throughout the trial, defense lawyers have tried to paint him as merely a driver. The government has maintained that Hamdan was a key member of Osama bin Laden's inner circle. NPR's John McChesney is in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, covering the trial. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Renee.
Hamdan's defense team has questioned the very legitimacy of these proceedings.
They have, Renee. They've said that the defendant was never read any kind of rights, even though he was under a criminal investigation, and they say he may have possibly been mistreated during his interrogations. But they also say there weren't any violations of the law of war. The Military Commissions Act, which was passed by Congress in 2006, says there have to be violations of the law of war. And the defense maintains that nothing Hamdan did violates the law of war. Here's Charlie Swift. He's the lead civilian defense lawyer.
Driving a truck is not a war crime. Serving as a bodyguard is not a war crime. Going to a training camp is not a war crime. Delivering missiles are not war crimes. Period.
Defense also argues that there has to be a declared state of war with al-Qaeda to be a violation of the law of war, and it wasn't declared until President Bush declared it in October of 2001.
Now, one thing, John, last week this trial was closed to the public at one point for secret testimony from two of the defense witnesses. Hamdan's defense lawyer referred to that secret testimony in his closing arguments yesterday, and that reference sounded pretty intriguing. What was he talking about?
Well, he was talking about the testimony of a Lieutenant Colonel Morgan Banks, who was with Hamdan in Bagram Air Force Base right after his capture. And he said to the jury, look at the information he provided in secret documents. You know what Mr. Hamdan offered to do and how we squandered that opportunity. And the judge told us yesterday he would release Colonel Banks' testimony. But I asked Lieutenant Commander Meiser if we would learn anything about the help Hamdan had provided and how the opportunity offer was squandered, and here's what he said.
I don't think that you're going to get any more than that there was a missed opportunity. I said squandered opportunity, and that's accurate.
So what was that information? Information about bin Laden's whereabouts? Apparently, we'll never know.
If Hamdan is convicted, will he be given credit for the 7 years or so that he's already, if you will, the time he's served? He was captured, of course, in November of 2001.
Well, Charlie Swift, his lead civilian defense lawyer, says the government tells him that Hamdan will not get a single day for almost 7 years served. And even if he's acquitted, Renee, he's still an unlawful combatant in the eyes of the government, and as such, he may remain here for an indefinite time, no matter whether he's acquitted or convicted.
And when can we expect a verdict in this case?
It may be today. It may be tomorrow. No one knows for sure how long this jury is going to stay out.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's John McChesney in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, covering the trial of Osama bin Laden's former driver.